the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. Lundy, have you trashed? Have you ripped? Have you rolled and smoked your bracket?
Oh, absolutely I have. But I also have been spending so much time betting the games that, Brad, I am not kidding. I got up last Thursday morning and filled out a bracket just gut feel in about like 12 minutes. And that's the only bracket that I did because I was paying much more attention to where my cash was going than where my online picks were going. I think I basically just got peer pressured into participating with a couple of buddies. And at this point, like, I mean, seriously, it's ridiculous. It's ugly.
Oh, yeah. Mind, it cannot be resuscitated. It's DOA. It's got no chance to resurrect in any way, shape, or form. And I think I flushed something like, well, I know exactly what I did. I flushed 18 units on Thursday and Friday. I got massacred while I was in Vegas. Like, you know, I've been riding this heater. And then I touched down in Sin City, and the books are like, welcome, Evans. You're about to go on the coldest streak of the entire season. You're going to give us all of your money. And I obliged. I said, here you go. She just forked it over as soon as I stepped off the tarmac. But we got a few units back yesterday, if you were following the spreadsheet. As soon as I got home on Saturday and Sunday, we turned things around in round number two. At least I finished up, you know, close to five units in the second round of the NCAA tournament. So hopefully we'll get off on the right foot today, my man. But looking ahead at the Final Four values that are out there in the betting market, let me give you my favorite. I'm going to get yours. I think at, you know, plus 225 right now at BetMGM, Villanova is a way to go out of the South just to make it to the Final Four. I'm not talking about cutting down the nets. This Villanova Wildcats team has been firing all cylinders offensively. You know, you look at the last eight games inside the top 10 nationally, adjusted offensive efficiency, and they're shooting 36.4% from distance. I think they're going to get past Michigan with ease, as Michigan in their last eight games, number 291 in the country in three-point percentage, being number 101 overall in adjusted offensive efficiency. And then Arizona is extremely fortunate to still be alive and kicking after that just magical late-night game against TCU. Yes, there was a foul at midcourt in regulation, and Arizona damn near flushed it home at the buzzer, but had to stave off those pesky horny toads in overtime to survive in advance. They're going to have their hands full against Houston, a swarming, long, athletic team. Yeah, just plays remarkable defense, and if they're banging threes, they can beat anybody in the country. So Arizona definitely may have a small hill to climb against those Cougars. I will likely be taking Houston a little bit later this week and the points, but I like Villanova out of the South again at plus 225 to represent that region with Colin Gillespie in New Orleans for the Final Four. Elsewhere, whether it's in the West, the East, the Midwest, hell, if you like somebody else in the South, what do you think is the best futures ticket when we're talking Final Four?
Oh, to me, it's Houston. It is. I think the shirtless wonder that is Kelvin Sampson is
my
ready.
My eyes! I didn't need to see that!
I thought it was spectacular. I thought it was one of the best celebrations that I'd seen. Get in there. Forget Roy Williams and his little funky dance coming through the door. Just strip down and have some damn fun with your players. I loved what Kelvin did. And so I'm going to continue to ride with Houston at plus 240. I think that's good odds. I think Arizona is lucky right now to still be alive. And so because of that, even though they finally sort of figured things out there in that overtime, but I think Arizona is absolutely ripe for the picking. And so I'll take Villanova, especially sitting at the plus 240 odds. When you look at Zona, they're only a point and a half favorite right now.
Ooh, where'd you find the 240?
At DraftKings.
Oh, even better. Yeah, it was 225 at BetMGM this morning. So there you go. Got to shop around. Shop. We're all about Jay Wright and the Villanova Wildcats. With that, let's hop into it with today's Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's drop the puck and make some bucks. We got a four-pack of contests in the National Hockey League. Who are you high-sticking today? What do you like?
Let's go north, shall we, to Minnesota. That is where the Vegas Golden Knights will be to take on the Minnesota Wild. Now, these two teams have played each other twice already this season. The total goals scored, first game, 5. Second game, 10. and Vegas had 9 of those goals combined right there. I'm taking the over in this one. Minnesota actually averages north of 4 goals a game at home. So they clearly are very comfortable when there's wind chill and, you know, obviously fans, but mostly just because they're at home and it's cold as hell this time of year up there. Looking at what Minnesota does at home, looking at the fact that Vegas has already scored a decent amount of goals against them in the matchups before, over the course of the last 4 games that Vegas has played, 17 goals they've put on the board, even though they only won 2 of those games. So even when they're scoring, whether they win or lose, they're managing to light up the scoreboard. So I'm just looking at this one at an over-under at 6.5, and I just think it's too low. I got to take the over, expecting a lot of goals on the ice. Relatively light slate. I'll have one more in bonus time for us, but there's only 4 games in the NHL tonight. This one, like a lot, take Vegas and Minnesota on the over at 6.5.
Woo, woo, woo! Sound those sirens! Bet on the over.
Number 4.
All right, let's go to the NBA, where there is plenty to choose from in that sport. And you and I, admittedly, kind of turned that league off over the last 4 days. Like, there's other basketball being played? Like, what? Because we were just in that tunnel that is the NCAA tournament. But we have seen the light. We have come out the other side. And as a result, and we will have some college basketball wagers in some of these obscure tournaments. Yeah, there are other tournaments outside of the NCAA tournament, outside even the NIT. We got some hot CBI. We got some hot college basketball tournament. I didn't even know that existed, action as well, if you want to continue to wet the whistle. But let's go to the pro game, and I am taking the under on LaMelo Ball of the Hornets. Not going to pack a whole lot of sting from outside on 2.5 made triples against the New Orleans Pelicans at +110, Lundy, at Bet Rivers. You look at LaMelo Ball. He does have 15 triples in his last 3 games. He has been searing, but I think he's going to cool off today against a Pels team that just a week ago, a little over a week ago, he went 2 of 7 from outside against. Now, you look at LaMelo. He's shooting 41.9% from distance this month. Jacket up 6.9 attempts and splashing through 2.9. So he's averaging just north of this 2.5 proposed line here in the month of March. But New Orleans, they had earlier season struggles extending the perimeter defensively. But here in the month of March, the 9th lowest 3-point percentage allowed, giving up 34.9% from distance. So pull together their commitment to perimeter defense. And I think the recency bias, people are going to get drunk off of that, hammer the over on it, and I'm going to get seduced by the juice, too, as a result, at +110. Again, on the under, LaMelo Ball, 2.5 main threes against the Pels. Fade or follow?
Oh, man. See, this is my problem. You asked me before the pod, hey, so did the NBA, and I was like, what? NBA, what? What is this? What is this? Is this another basketball tournament?
It's not a degree that you earn from a prestigious online university.
Oh, got it. Okay. So it's not, it has nothing to do with intelligence, which is good, because otherwise, I mean, let's be honest, right, folks? I'm actually going to fade you on this one. I am going to buy into the recency bias here, the fact that he's got 15 threes over the course of the last 3 games. I'm going to buy into it, because sitting at 2.5, man, you get one random ass 3 that happens at some point over the course of the second or third quarter, some meaningless thing, and he winds up getting over this total. So I got to fade you on this one, man. I am going to go ahead and drink that recency Kool-Aid.
Oh, fade the noise. Come on, LaMelo. Lay some bricks.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to a man that just jumped Karl Malone for number 2 on the NBA's all-time scoring list, and that is none other than King James, LeBron James of the LA Lakers. And I'm taking the under, Lundy. I'm going to fade him. At Cleveland, and the under on 30.5 points, +105, also at Bet Rivers. Now, you look at LeBron, he has been over this here in 5 of his last 10 contests. And in fact, in the month of March, he's averaging 33.5 points per game, shooting a brisk, 53.2% from distance. He had 26, so he was under this, against the Cleveland Cavaliers earlier this season. That was way back in October. And you look at Cleveland here recently, they have not been as constrictive defensively. Number 18 in the NBA in the month of March in adjusted defensive efficiency. Still, knowing that he's broken the record, I think he is going to fall back a little bit here. It's a little bit too high for me. I think he just tucks under this number against the Cavs team, which has, if you look at the entirety of the NBA season, been a top 10 defense and adjusted defensive efficiency, though, again, they have unraveled here a little bit of late. So, fade or follow, LeBron under 30.5 points at Cleveland, getting seduced by the juice yet again at plus 105 at Bet Rivers.
I will follow on this one just because you never know exactly what this is when he goes to Cleveland, right? Like, I feel like maybe that's part of the reason why you're getting the juice that you're getting is because people are like, oh, he's going to go back home and he's going to put on
a
show.
He's going to light it up in front of his friends and family. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's been lighting it up in front of friends and family now for what feels like 3.5 decades. So, I don't think he necessarily is going to read a whole lot into a Monday nighter in Cleveland on March 21st, if you know what I mean. So I'm actually going to buy in on this. Plus, I like the juice. I think this could be a decent payday. I do think that maybe he comes in just underneath this one. But yes, the month of March has been friendly to him on the stat sheet, to say the least, even though his team, they've only won 3 times in March.
Fade the narrative. Yes, on LeBron and his old stomping grounds. Stay tuned for my top picks of the day in college basketball. Yeah, there are other games being played, the NBA, and bonus time as well in the association and the NHL.
Number 2.
All right, let's get back after it. The College Basketball Invitational Classic, whatever the hell you call it, or college. I don't know which tournament this is, if it's CBI or Classic Basketball. It doesn't matter. It's some crappy tournament being played, which is featuring two teams that nobody cares about except for bettors, and that's me. And I'm going to go with the Chanticleers. Yes, the Fighting Cocks. And they're going to whip it out against FGCU, Florida Gulf Coast, a former Cinderella, former darling of the NCAA tournament. They did a St. Peter's back in the day, but I'm going to go with Coastal Carolina -4 against FGCU. This being played on their home floor in Conway, South Carolina, -110 at PointsBet. Why do I like the Chanticleers? Well, this is a classic case of offense versus defense. You look at Florida Gulf Coast in their last 10, number 38 in college basketball, an effective field goal percentage offense. Meanwhile, over that same stretch, Coastal Carolina, number 41, an effective field goal percentage defense. I think the key in this game, knowing how horrendous Gulf Coast is defensively, is the fact that Coastal is shooting 36.1% from downtown over their last 10 contests. And again, it's the friendly factor, the home rims, all that stuff. We've seen this line climb up. It opened at 3. It went to 3.5. Now it's at -4 at PointsBet. And I'm still digging it. I think Coastal wins this thing by 5+ going away. So give me the Chanticleers. I will lay the chalk here, -110. Again, at PointsBet, Lundy, fade or follow.
Why do I care? Why do I care?
Because
about
you
got to
keep the action going.
Oh,
this is why
right.
We care.
Look, you're on tilt, okay? You're pissed off about what happened on Thursday and Friday.
Hey, man, I'm back. I'm back in the black. I'm all right.
And now, see, I think it's still gnawing away at you, man. I'm telling you. I think that's why you're digging so deep in these tournaments
maybe
that nobody's
just like
heard
fighting
of.
Fighting chickens, Lundy.
That I could understand. I think you just like saying cocks.
I do.
And that, I think, is part of it. All right, fine. I will go with Coastal Carolina. Actually, part of the reason that I would roll with this one is because, you know, these tournaments, because they're not played on neutral courts. I mean, you know, you got a little home court. You got, like you said, you got the friendly rims. You're at home. That's part of the reason that I would roll with it. I frankly don't give a crap about this game. I can't believe you dug this deep. I mean, seriously, dude. Seriously.
Yeah, well,
this is crazy.
It is crazy. Be prepared for more crazy, but lay some wood. Cox.
Number one.
All right. Yeah, this is the other tournament. I don't know what this is. Is this the Basketball Classic? No, this is CBI.
This is the CBI, and this is a mid-afternoon one, folks. So if you want to be a D-gen with Brad, you got to jump on this one as soon as you listen to the pod.
Yeah, 3:30 p.m. tip down in Daytona Beach, Florida. So I know that's a long ways away from the landlocked Colorado, the Centennial State there, where these representatives are from. And that's Northern Colorado, and I'm taking the under, Lundy, in that neutral court environment against UNC Asheville. The Bulldogs rough. But Northern Colorado under 78.5 team total points at minus 110, or it's actually minus 115 at Points Bay. Now, you look at Northern Colorado, they have been an electric offense the entire season. Over their last 10 games, number 37 in college basketball in effective field goal percentage offense. They played as fast tempo, number 36 in adjusted tempo during that stretch. Over 45% of their shots this season have come from distance, where over the last 10, they're netting 37.1%. And Lundy, they're also shooting 54.2% inside the arc. So everything points to them like hanging an 80 spot on this Asheville team on paper, with one exception. Asheville is an exceptional 3-point percentage defensive team. Over their last 10 contests, giving up just 27.8% along the arc, and they play at a slower pace, just inside the top 50 in adjusted tempo. So if the Bulldogs can somewhat limit the possessions, and I know that Northern Colorado is going to try to force that up-tempo pace, and they continue to stretch out and shackle the perimeter, I don't see Northern Colorado maybe even exceeding 75 points in this one. So 78.5, a little too rich for my blood, and that's why I'm going to fade them on that under. So Lundy, fade or follow my selection, Northern Colorado under 78.5 team total points against UNC Asheville at the CBI mid-afternoon special, minus 115 at Points Bet.
My idiot dog doesn't even dig deep enough holes in the backyard like what you're doing right now. All right, UNC Bears, sure. Just because, like, I could get from here to the campus in, like, an hour and 20 minutes, I'll go with geography bias. And forget recency bias. I'll go with geography bias on this one. Folks, he's making shit up because he's just trying to fill the time between now and the Sweet 16.
That's right. We need picks. There are degens out there that demand our assistance, Lundy, and me being an ambassador.
We should
of the
be
people.
Doing like darts. I mean, you and I would have a better shot at trying to do Russian ping pong right now than some of these tournaments. I'm just throwing it out there.
Hey, ping pong handles in Colorado, I know, are extraordinarily high. So I know you're playing some of that late night Chinese ping pong action. Let's be real.
Yeah. You're going, you're like got one eye like slightly open. It's about 12:15 in the morning.
You're trying to find a stream of names you cannot pronounce.
Let me see. That guy, the worst is if you start noticing, then you start live betting it. Oh, geez. That's when the shit really hits.
Go to bed. Yeah, that's what you need to do. All right, we need to put this pod to bed. Lundy, it's bonus time. What else you got for me on this Manic Monday?
Well, I told you it was a light slate in hockey, but a couple more that I like. Take the Boston Bruins on the road against Montreal, against the Habs. If you take the Bruins in regulation, you can bring the juice down because they're pretty heavily favored. But in reg, they're sitting at a minus 150. Then we will go to the Colorado Avalanche. They are at home tonight here in Denver. They're taking on the Edmonton Oilers and actually playing Edmonton for the first time in over 2.5 years because of all the insanity of the last couple of seasons. I'm going to lay the puck line with Colorado on this one, which is the -1.5. Get it at plus 120 for the Avs to take care of business and to do so by multiple goals. If you're not quite comfortable with that, you can do just like we did with Boston. You could take Colorado in regulation at a minus 125. But either one of those, I think the Avs take care of business at home tonight against the Oilers.
Yeah, I think it's an excellent call on those. So I know nothing about hockey, so I'm just going to side with you anyway. Let's go to the NBA. Let me give you a player prop that I like. Let's go back to that Cleveland and Lakers matchup and the the welcoming, and it may not be a warm welcoming, of LeBron back in his old stomping grounds. But I like Isaac Okoro of the Cavs on the over 3.5 rebounds, -118 at FanDuel. And if you look at the other juices around the industry, like BetMGM, for example, on this same line is -135. So you might want to go grab that before that juice is on the loose. But you look at the Lakers, they rank the fourth most in terms of opponent rebounds per game allowed in the month of March, and Okoro's been over this in three of his last four. I think he's got a really good shot of snagging four or five rebounds in this one and cashing that over. And let's give you a first half line as well. And this line has been moving overall. I see that Boston is now up to -15 against OKC. I actually got this late last night at Boston -7 on the first half against the Thunder, and I would still play this. So at -15, you're going to be laying -8.5 on the first half. I think the Celtics come out and blitz the Thunder. And if you look at the numerics, since March 1st, Boston is number one in the NBA in first half rating. And number one in defensive rating over that stretch, 1.018 points per possession allowed. OKC dead last in first half rating, giving up an appalling 1.33 points per possession. So, and that's also dead last over that span just in first half. So I think Boston, if you're scared to lay the extreme chalk here of 15 points, which is an extraordinary number, I think the Celtics, yeah, because they're probably going to rest their starters late in this game, come out, wax that ass on OKC, and score you the first half cover. There you have it. Finishing touches there on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on social media, on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me there, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.